sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. You know, there should always be a line that, once it's crossed, signifies to someone that the ostensibly good or noble thing that they currently support has soured or gone completely bad. Some features of the woke ideology, some people call that now critical social justice, seem to be moving, especially on its extreme fringe, to that area. Now, it's true of other things as well, but when you have so many good, decent people so vigorously and sometimes viciously supporting these things all of a sudden, even the rapidity of the spread can be disorienting and somewhat alarming. But my question to you is, do you have a woke moment that says the movement has gone too far? In other areas, you might have that. And these sort of things are very important. It's the sort of thing that people need to think about. The simple act of getting people to think about their principles before they let them slip is of tremendous importance and use because of how we process moral reasoning. So we're looking and thinking, is there a bright line that says to you, this has gone too far? What people do is what's called post hoc rationalization. There's other terms for it too. Basically, it's people believe they've acted morally after the fact, whether or not that technically was the case, but it's based on their personal morals, which often means that they could have already crossed the line. Drawing a clear line ahead of time, especially in a social context where accountability weighs in, makes it much easier to see a line bright and clear and harder to cross first and then rationalize after, because so much of this happens in movements, and we've seen it left and right, politics and other areas in the history of this country and the world. But is there that line? There should be, once crossed, that just says, no, I can't support this. And in this case, I'm talking about the critical social justice movement. There's been a lot going on, particularly on the fringes, that have been very destructive. What does it take for you? What does it take for other people? I'm asking you to think about it. And I'm asking you to think and mention it to others so they think about where's the bright line, what they can and can't support. And I'm not asking for people to argue. That's not the goal. Don't push the issue. You shouldn't. I'm on the radio. I couldn't push it if I wanted to. If you meet resistance, don't argue. Don't damage a relationship. There's no need to force it. Ask a question. Leave the people with it. It'll bother them if they don't think about it. Let it do its work. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.